Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, January 4th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russia blamed soldiers' use of banned cell phones for a New Year's Day strike on its troops by Ukrainian forces. 89 soldiers were killed in the assault, according to Russia's defense ministry, making it the deadliest known strike on Moscow's forces during the war. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that the Kremlin is preparing a new offensive in an attempt to turn the tide in the conflict. On Capitol Hill, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failed to win enough support from his party to be elected Speaker after three rounds of voting before lawmakers adjourned for the day. It was the first time that a vote to determine the House speakership had gone past the first round in 100 years. This reflects a rift between McCarthy supporters and a bloc of conservative holdouts, with neither side offering a way out of the deadlock. Voting is expected to resume today. Auto sales in the U.S. are forecast to have fallen last year to their lowest level in over a decade, as supply chain snarls and rising interest rates pressured manufacturers. According to J.D. Power and LMC Automotive, sales for 2022 are projected to total 13.7 million vehicles, down 8% from the previous year. GM, Ford, Toyota, and other automakers are expected to report year-end sales figures today and Thursday. Investors will also be watching job openings data due out this morning, as well as the scheduled release of minutes from last month's Federal Reserve policy meeting. In Asia, stocks ended the day mostly higher, while European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained a day after Wall Street kicked off the year on a down note. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.